Well, so we continue today in Simen Mem Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Isser Shena B'Tfilin. The topic of the Simen is the prohibition to sleep while wearing Tfilin. Writes the Mechaber, Kozman Sha Tfilin B'Rosho B'Zroo. As long as the Tfilin is on your head or on your arm, Asra Lishan B'Hem Afidu Shena Sarai. A person can't even take a nap while wearing the Tfilin. The Mishabura comes on, he says, Eli im hiniach alehem sudar, unless, of course, again, that he puts some type of covering on top of the tefillin, v'lo haise imo isha, and again, if there is no woman with him, yashim bem shna sarai. So again, at first the Shulchan Aruch says a person can't sleep at all wearing the tefillin, even a nap. And Mishnah Berurah comments this, and he says, the gazrinon shema yavo lafiach bohem, out of a concern that one may come to flatulate while wearing the tefillin, v'ayidea nochasa sudra alem yisker shish tefillin ala v'lo yavo lafiach. So therefore, again, when the Shulchan Aruch says that if you place some type of a sudr is like a blanket or a cloak or a cover on top of you, so that reminds you, that's, remember, if you're going and you're putting the tefillin on top, you're putting the sudr, you're putting this cloth or this material on top of the tefillin, that serves as a reminder that you're wearing tefillin, and therefore you won't come to fall asleep with the tefillin. But this is only, of course, assuming that a woman is not with him. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Imo isho, avalim ishto imo aser, gezeir shem yimash shisha mishpam." Out of a concern that ultimately, if one's wife is there, one may come ultimately to engage in relations while wearing tefillin. Sif cotton gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, yashem em shnasarai, velo chashiv hesachadas, el kishu omid beschok vakalas rosh. This is actually very interesting. Mishnah Berurah says that we know that when wearing tefillin, so one is not supposed to have a lapse in concentration. The Mishnah Berurah defines a lapse in concentration as a person being occupied with more matters of levity, of a jocular nature. But he says, for example, if one is working and engrossed in their work, as long as one is not engrossed to their work to the exclusion of everything else, that's not called hesach hadas, that's not called a lapse in concentration. Therefore, again, we understand why sleep is problematic, because when one sleeps, ultimately, again, one is forgetting about everything in this world. But again, on the other hand, shnas arai, a nap will be okay, because again, one is not engaging in anything of a jocular, joking nature. Therefore, again, one would be permitted to go ahead and take this shnas arai, to take this nap with the tefillin, as long as one has some type of reminder, the sudr, to remind them that they shouldn't fall into a deep sleep and therefore again come to an issue of flatulence. He goes on, V'chein kishu mikomakum, mitzcha min ha-mufchar shiyedaito tamid altum l'shalei yasiach daito mehen, limshokot lahar her machshavas ros, shemitam zeh chayv l'mashmish kosho shalei yasiach daito mehen. Zulas b'shas atila ba'alimut, imtarach litin daito batfilin. Now again, what the Mishnah Berurah comments on here is, don't for a moment think that the Mechaber is encouraging one to even take a shnas arai, one to take a nap with tefillin, because of course the lechatchila is, we want a person to have explicit intent of concentration with the tefillin at all times. That's why multiple times throughout the davening we go ahead and we touch the tefillin as a way of reminding ourselves of the sanctity of these tefillin. However, when one is learning and one is davening, one doesn't have to go ahead and touch the tefillin per se, because since one is occupied in a davar shebekdusha, a holy matter, therefore we assume that one's intention is on the tefillin. Back up top to the Shulchan Aruch, v'cheitzadu osa, so what should you do? Maniach rosho b'im birka v'hu yoshev yashen. So the idea, if one needs to take a shnasarai, a quick nap, while wearing tefillin, what does he do? He puts his head by his knees and he sleeps in a sitting position. The idea over here is that we know that a person is not really going to fall asleep like this. However, hayu tefillin kruchin biyado, if person has a pair of tefillin wrapped up in his hand, meaning they're off, I'm not wearing them, they're wrapped up, I'm holding them, mutar lishon b'hem shnas keva, then one is permitted to sleep, even a regular sleep. However, if he's just holding them, but they're not tied onto my hands, then asar lishon b'hem shnas arai, then I can't even sleep a nap, to take a nap. What's going on over here? Take a look at Sifkon Vav mutar lishon, t'lochashinim bazar la'afacha kevan shinim alav. So in the first case, the tefillin are wrapped up in my hand. I'm not wearing them, but they're wrapped. and therefore there's no concern about flatulence because it's only issue when one is wearing tefillin. However, again, in Sivkat and Zayin, asal lishon dechashinon shema yiplu miyado. See, in the first case, the tefillin, the ritzuos, are still, they're tied on to me somehow. I'm not wearing it, but they're tied on to me. So because of that, if I take a nap, there's no concern that the tefillin will fall because they're tied to me. In the second case, I'm holding the tefillin, but they're not tied to me in any way, and therefore there is an active concern. There is an active concern that one may come to drop the tefillin. Hagav Rama comments, the dafka kisha achsen below natekon, avabanatekon mechol inyan shari. All of this is talking about where I'm holding the actual tefillin themselves without the bag. But if I'm holding the tefillin bag, then everything is permitted. What does this mean? Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches. Bechol inyan shari, dafilo miplu ala karka in chashash kol kach. So remember again, because if the tefillin is in a bag, then even if Chas Hashem one drops it, again, the Mishnah says, quote unquote, not such a big problem. Of course, we want to avoid that at all costs, but it's not such a big problem. The Gra says this is only true if there's an extra tefach of space in the bag itself. That way, again, the extra tefach of space serves as a buffer between the tefillin and the ground. Obviously, it goes without saying, but we'll say it anyway, that one should avoid sleeping in tefillin at all costs in order to simply go ahead and avoid doing anything that may result in a lack of kavod for the tefillin. Sifkat Memhe, din tefillin bebeis hakvaros bebeis hamerchots, the laws of tefillin in a cemetery and in a bathhouse. Sifkat Aleph, asur likarnis bebeis hakvaros. One is not permitted to enter into a cemetery, or for that matter, to enter into Dalet Amos, 6 feet of a corpse, if he is wearing his tefillin on his head, meaning that it's visible, because of Loig L'Rash. Loig L'Rash is the concept that ultimately, in the same way that one doesn't count their money in front of a poor person, because it amplifies and accentuates their poverty-stricken state, so too, one does not go ahead and flaunt the performance of mitzvos in front of the dead, who no longer have the ability to do so. But if the tefillin are covered, then it is permitted to remain wearing them even in close proximity to the dead. The Mishnah Berurah comments on this, Sifkat and Aleph, Beveis HaKvaris. He says, Afilu toch dalet amos shel makom hascholas hakvarim, gam kin aser ileka mechitza mafsekes beinehem. This is true, even one can't go ahead and wear the tefillin, even within 4 amos of the starting place of the graves, as long as if there's not some type of partition. So the Mishnah Berurah just adds in an interesting piece. He says that it's potassel, according to the Mechaber, that one is not permitted to wear tefillin within a cemetery at all, even if one is not within Dalet Amos of a grave. However, the Mishnah Berurah says there are those who are lenient, and indeed, this is a generally accepted approach, that we are lenient if one is not within Dalet Amos of an active grave itself, or a grave, an actual grave. Meaning that walking into a cemetery, as often you find you could walk into a cemetery, there's not necessarily a grave right there. So again, the halach would be that technically one could wear their tefillin even within the cemetery, as long as one is not within Dalet Amos of the grave. Interestingly enough, he says, Mishnah Berurah says, however, this idea that if you're not within Dalet Amos of a kever, it's fine, is only, let's say, at the entranceway of the cemetery. But if a person goes into the middle of the cemetery, and there are graves on all sides, but technically he's not within Dalet Amos of a grave, one should really not put on tefillin in those circumstances. Va'af al-pikein, nachun shlo yichnos klal betefillin shebarosho, koshu lifnim imichitzas beisakvaris. However, again, it's important that one, if possible, should not enter in at all with their tefillin shebarosh, and within a cemetery itself, shemis kariv b'soch dalet ames shall is a kever belidas, out of a concern that one may come and approach a grave within dalet ames without even realizing it. So, if at all possible, one should go ahead and try to avoid entering in within dalet ames of a cemetery to begin. Meaning that one should be careful, one should be careful about entering wearing tefillin within a cemetery at all, out of concern that one may inadvertently come within Dal Ramos of a grave and not even realize. Besoch Arba Amos, Sifkot and Beis, the Kosev Ater Zekinim, the Chol Osechidor Shames, Munach Bo Koshev Kedal Amos Shames, Umagin Giborim Cholikala, the Kosev, the Notove Israq Dal Ramos, Ayin Sham. So this is an interesting point. What happens if a person dies in a house, in a room? So the Ater Zekinim writes that the entire room is considered to be like the Dal Ramos of the Mace, and therefore one would not be permitted to go ahead and wear tefillin there. Others disagree and say, no, it's only the actual Dal Ramos from the Mace that ultimately are problematic, but the rest is not. He goes on, Afilu kever shal katan, Afilu kever shal katan shadai lo gi alech la mitzos, Afilu ochi in lichno shabitol merosham mishum loig lorash. So interestingly enough, one would have thought that this din of loig lorash perhaps is only with an adult male, but let's say against someone who did not yet perform the mitzvah of tulin, perhaps again they would not have a din of loig lorash. So the Mishnah Berurah says not true. Even the grave of a katan, of a child who did not yet reach the age of mitzvos, also one should not put on tefillin within Dal Ramos of that grave. Along this same line, the post can bring down that one shouldn't put on tefillin in front of the grave of a woman either, even though, again, she's not mechuyeves in tefillin. The concept of loig l'rash is not mitzvah specific. The concept of loig l'rash is that a person should not flaunt the fact that they have the ability to do mitzvos in the presence of the dead who do not. Gimel, Mutter, Vitzar Shikam Aratzuos Tiem Mechusos, Ulafichach Afa Pisham Motolichnos Betfila Sheyad Levad Hobu Mechusa, Tarach Lizar Beretzuos Shal Al Etzbo Shetei Gamkin Mechusa. So remember, the Shulchan Aruch said that if the Tefillin Shal Rosh is covered, one is permitted to enter into the cemetery. The Mishnah Berurah just comments this is only true if the straps are covered as well. But if the straps are not covered, then this is problematic. So therefore, again, even the Shalyad, which is covered, technically speaking, one should go ahead and make sure that they take the Ritzuos off the fingers as well. I will say we will stop over here. Meretz Hashem on Sunday, we pick up with Sif Beis and Simin Memhei. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good night.